This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Just sorting out one or two little things going on. Welcome to the Daily Devotional today. We're at part 15 of Knowing Jesus, a series designed for us to get to know intimately our Lord Jesus Christ. And today, we're at Ephesians, the second chapter. And we begin at verse 8, and this is what it says. Paul is writing to the church in Ephesus. He says this: God saved you by his grace when you believed. And you can't take credit for this. This is a gift from God. Salvation is not a reward for good things we've done. So none of us can boast about it. For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so that we can do the good things he planned for us long ago. God saved you by his grace when you believed. You know, it's amazing. Why would God want to save me? Why would he want to save me? You know, I was looking at Psalm 38 a little bit earlier on. And David, during that psalm, was in serious trouble. He was in a lot of hot water, let me tell you. And he felt he had sinned so badly that the Lord could never forgive him. But he was crying out to God to save him, to forgive him for all the wrongdoing that he had done. You know, David is like all of us. Constantly we're doing things wrong. Constantly we're turning our eyes away from the Lord. Constantly we're trying to figure out things on our own. And that's what happened to me today. I'm due to fly to Scotland to preach on Sunday morning and Sunday evening, two different places. And when I looked at my flight details, it said that I was due to fly from Glasgow to London on Friday, this coming Friday. And I was due to fly from London to Glasgow on Monday. Have you got that? Let me just reiterate that. When I looked at my tickets, I was due to fly from Glasgow to London on Friday and from London to Glasgow on Monday. Now, the thing is, I'm in London. So why would I want to fly out of Glasgow and come back to London when I'm going to Glasgow? I know it's complicated, but you get what I'm saying. So there had been a mistake in the booking. And I was so frustrated. So I called the airline. I was on the phone to the airline for about 30 minutes. And then this woman said to me, "Let me just put you on hold a moment." She put me on hold, some silly music came up, and I sat on the phone, and all of a sudden it went blank. No music, no nothing. And I'd lost the connection. So I had to restart the entire thing all over again. It was incredibly frustrating. And I felt myself getting more and more and more frustrated. And then I had a message from my PA, and she simply said this: "Give it to God. That's all you can do. is give it to God when you're getting into a situation that you don't know how to get out of. Give it to God. Where I was getting cross was the fact it was going to cost more money for this flight, and therefore the money that I use is beyond my control sometimes. And that money is to be used for the kingdom, not to correct mistakes that have been made. And so therefore, I was beating myself up, if you wish. And that was what was going on. And I preach this daily about keeping your eyes focused on Jesus. And my eyes were focused on the airline. My eyes were focused on the woman that I was speaking to and that I was getting nowhere very quickly. And it made me more and more frustrated. Still I preach it, still I don't do it. Do you see where I'm coming from? God saved us by His grace. His grace is this: God's unmerited favor on our lives. So why was I not regarding Him? Why was I not looking to Him? Why was I trying to work all of this stuff out by myself? Well, I thought, well, I've got to be practical because I've got to change the tickets. I can't fly up like this. It's ridiculous. But then the light shone. And this is where the light shone. If I hadn't noticed it, I would have gone to the airport on Friday to check in for my flight to Glasgow. And I wouldn't have been flying anywhere. And then I couldn't have changed it. It would have been far too late. And so now it has been changed. It has cost a little bit of money, but not nearly as much as it could have cost. And so I give glory to God. Paul goes on and says, you can't take credit for this. This gift is from God. The gift of salvation is from God. Salvation, Paul says, is not a reward for good things we've done. So none of us can boast about it. We can't say, well, I'm saved. You're not. No. It's nothing to do with us. It is God that is saving us. It is God that is choosing us, not us choosing Him. When you look at David's life, King David, and all of the wonderful benefits and blessings that he had, he was anointed by Almighty God and still he turned away. Still he got scared. Still he hid in the cleft of the rock. But God was always there for David. Because the Lord said about David, this is a man after my own heart. You see? God chose David to become king. When David was with his seven brothers, and he was being chosen as the anointed one, Samuel went through all seven and said, no, it's none of these. Have you got any more children? Oh yeah, it's David. He's out in the fields. He's young, impressionable, but he's out in the fields looking after the sheep. Well, bring him in. And in comes David. And Samuel says, that's the one. That is the anointed one. Why was he chosen? His brothers were far more qualified. Why was he chosen? You see, in being chosen by God, you don't have to be qualified. You just have to be chosen. You don't have to be qualified. You just need to be anointed. If that is the job God wants you to do, then you are going to do it amazingly well. If you are stepping into someone else's anointing because you fancy their job, then it won't work. Are you listening to this today? Paul goes on to say, for we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so that we can do the good things He planned for us long ago. Before the world began, He planned our lives. And Paul says we are His masterpiece. Think about that. Think about these wonderful paintings that are masterpieces and have been painted by grand masters and are worth millions and millions and millions. Just think about it. Paul is saying that is you. you are his masterpiece. But what he is saying through this, the subtext, if you will, is that you are his masterpiece. You were created anew in Christ Jesus, so that you can do the good things he planned for you long ago. Whatever God's plan is for your life, if you try to do somebody else's plan, if you try to do somebody else's job, it's not going to work out. But if you were to keep your eyes fully focused on Jesus, you would know what your job is. Jesus said these words, "Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things," say all of these things, "all of these things will be added unto you." Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. That is what we have to do. We have to seek his face on a daily basis. We have to keep our eyes well and truly focused upon him. Seek first. The first thing we do is to seek the kingdom of God. And the way to do that is to stay focused on him. Stay well and truly focused on him, so that at the end, we can stand. And when we are promoted to glory, when we get to glory, Jesus can say this to us, well done, my good and faithful servant. So important. Is that what you want for your life? I wonder, when David got to glory, did God Almighty say to him, "Well done, my good and faithful servant"? Despite all the things that David had done wrong, despite all the things that had happened in his life, do you remember when he faced the Philistine, Goliath, and he put one stone in his sling and felt the anointing of Almighty God, because God, he felt, told him to do it, and he slew Goliath. Down went this man who was the terror of the Israelites. Down he went. The Philistine lay dead, because David did that which God told him to do. The anointing was on David because God had chosen David and had anointed him to do the work he was supposed to do. Yet David still ran scared. But I know this, when he got to glory, the Lord said to him, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." We, beloved, are masterpieces. He created us to do the good things that he had planned for us to do long ago. Father God, thank you for your word today. Lord Jesus, we give you the honor and the glory and the power that is due your name. And we lift your name on high and we say, glory to the King of Kings and to the Lord of Lords. We worship your name in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah and glory to God. And I just want you to say amen. That's it. Just say amen. Amen and amen.